I have that got that recording now. So Elizabeth's blessing in Luke 1:42. The word she uses is the word from which we get our English word eulogy. She eulogizes. It's a eulogy. In a eulogy, eulogies normally happen at funerals, don't they? Someone gives a eulogy. It's when you speak well of someone. That's what you should do in a eulogy. You should speak well. That's literally what the word is. The Greek eu is good, E-U is good. And logos is the word. So it's to speak well, to say good. And so you can speak well of God. That's what Zechariah does down in verse 64. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed and he began to speak, blessing God. The NIV says, praising. Other versions retain the, he blessed God. You can bless God. You can speak well of God. That's what Zechariah does. So does Simeon in chapter 2 and verse 28. When the baby is brought to the temple in Jerusalem, Simeon took him in his arms and blessed God. He spoke well of God and what God had done. So you can speak well of someone, but then it goes on to mean to pronounce well upon a person. Pronounce good upon someone. And so again, in chapter 2, Simeon blesses Mary and Joseph. That doesn't mean he speaks well of them. He pronounces a blessing upon them. He speaks good from God for them. Jesus does it, you remember, when he feeds the 5,000. He takes the bread, we're told in Luke chapter 9, and blesses it in that house in Emmaus with those two disciples. He's walked alongside. When they sit down, he takes bread and blesses it. Now, that's not to speak well of the bread. That's to invoke good upon it for us. And then it can mean to call down God's favour. And really, Elizabeth is recognising God's favour. She's speaking the fact that God has been good to Mary. And so she pronounces this blessing. Blessed are you. And blessed is the child you will bear. Literally, the fruit of your womb. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Which reminds us of what Moses had promised to the Israelites. As they were about to enter the land, he'd set before them in Deuteronomy 27 and 28 the alternative of curse or blessing. If you fully obey the Lord your God, this is in Deuteronomy 28, carefully follow all his commands that I give you today, the Lord will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you. If you obey the Lord your God, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. Well, here is that blessing being pronounced on Mary and the fruit of her womb. Mary is obedient. She's been called to bear this child. And you remember she has said, I am the Lord's servant. I will obey what the Lord is asking of me. And so she has this blessing pronounced on her and the child that she will bear, the fruit of her womb. And it's worth just noting that this blessing comes in Mary's first trimester, the first 3 months of her pregnancy. It was in Elizabeth's 6th month. We're told in Luke 1:26 that Gabriel comes to Mary. So in the 6th month of Elizabeth, Mary receives her news. She goes almost immediately to Judea. At that time, it's in verse 39, Mary got up and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. So she sets off straight away at the beginning of Elizabeth's 6th month of her pregnancy. And she stays there, we're told in verse 56, for 3 months. So she was there during Elizabeth's final trimester, the last 3 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy. That was therefore the first 3 months of Mary's pregnancy. And very early on in that time, Elizabeth pronounces this blessing on the child that Mary was bearing. Blessed is the child that you will bear. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. There is a blessed person in Mary's womb within that first trimester of pregnancy. We believe that life begins at conception. And therefore there's a person, a blessed person, already in Mary's womb. And that blessing is pronounced by Elizabeth. That's what she says. She pronounces this blessing, pronouncing God's goodness that has been shown to Mary. Well, why does she say it? Why does she shout out this blessing in a loud voice? Blessed are you among women, blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And it's the blessing is pronounced because of the baby that is in the womb of Mary. That she is bearing that baby, and who that baby is. Why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth recognises that Mary is bearing this exalted person. That's why she pronounces this blessing on the baby, because the baby is an exalted person, and Mary is favoured and honoured to bear this child. The mother of my Lord. Who is she speaking of? Well, look down what she says in verse 45. Elizabeth's still speaking. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Who's the Lord there? It's the Lord God she's speaking of. It's God who spoke to Mary through his angel regarding the child that would be born. Again, Elizabeth, back in verse 25, when she herself becomes pregnant, says in verse 25 of Luke 1, the Lord has done this for me. In these days he has shown his favour and taken away my disgrace among the people. The Lord. By the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth, we note in verse 41, is filled with the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit reveals to her in that moment that this, first of all, that Mary is pregnant, because Mary hasn't said that. That's been made clear to her when Mary greets her. The baby in her womb leaps for joy. And it's revealed to her by the Spirit that the child that Mary bears is none other than my Lord. In some mysterious way, God has come to earth through this child that will be born. It reinforces the very thing that the angel had said to Mary, that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Here is a divine person in human form, as a fetus in a womb. Here is the incarnation of God as man. And that's why she pronounces this blessing upon this babe in the womb, because he's such an exalted person. And he comes on an exalted mission, because there is a blessing pronounced upon Jesus again at the end of his life. here at the beginning of his life and also at the end of his life in Luke chapter 19 and verse 37, we read, when Jesus came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. So here's this blessing again pronounced upon Jesus. The King who comes in the name of the Lord, who comes with God's authority on God's mission to establish God's rule. As we've thought, of the increase. What is it, boys? Can you remember, William? Of the increase of his and peace, there will be no end. So he comes to establish God's rule, to bring God's peace. What a mission Jesus comes on. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God's King. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And so the Lord Jesus comes. At his conception, and this blessing is pronounced. At his coming into Jerusalem as the King, this blessing is pronounced. Blessed is this one. He is an exalted person who comes on an exalted mission to bring God's kingdom to those who believe. Elizabeth then cries out this blessing as Mary comes bearing in such early days the child to be born. What a blessed privilege Mary has. What a blessed person is developing within her. But then we should think about when the opposite happens. Because in the New Testament, the opposite of this word for blessed, the word we're thinking of, eulogy, the opposite is curse. So across in Luke chapter 6 and verse 28, Jesus says, bless those who curse you. That's the contrast. Bless those who curse you. In James chapter 3 and verse 9, with the tongue we bless, the NIV says praise, but with the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's image. Out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. So the opposite of blessing is curse, to be cursed. And that's what happens to Jesus. A blessing pronounced at his conception. A blessing pronounced as he comes into Jerusalem as the King. But having coming to Jerusalem, he goes to the cross. And there he suffers an accursed death. Under the curse of God. See, Elizabeth is pronouncing really God's blessing here. God's blessing. But his life ends under God's curse. So we read in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because none of us continue to do everything written in the book of the law. The righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. So we are cursed because we don't keep God's law. We are under God's curse, not his blessing, because we are those who have rebelled against God. We've done our own thing. We've gone our own way. We have fallen aside. We have broken God's commands. And God's curse rests upon us. There's nothing worse than that. And that's made clear, isn't it, there in Deuteronomy, the contrast between the blessings that God will give and the terrible curses that will come. We are cursed. And yet Jesus was blessed. Because throughout his life, he kept God's law. He did what God said all the time and in every relationship. And yet at the cross, he took our curse and suffered the curse of God. So that we might be delivered from it, that we might escape God's curse through the redemption that comes in Jesus Christ. And we're going to remind ourselves afresh of that in a moment as we come around the Lord's table, that he who was blessed endured God's curse so that we might be blessed. There might be that wondrous reversal in God's great purpose and plan. That was his exalted mission. That's how he established his God's kingdom, not by overthrowing the Romans, but by overthrowing the kingdom of darkness, by overthrowing sin and judgment and curse and death. The Lord Jesus endured curse that we might be blessed. And so this great blessing is pronounced at the very outset of his life. Blessed are you among women, Mary, for the honour that's been given you to bear this child. Blessed is the child you will bear. Why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth recognises who Mary is, the one who is bearing this exalted child, the God-man who will come to rescue us. And what a blessed person he is as he comes to on this blessed mission to save and deliver, to rescue, to bring God's kingdom to those who are in the kingdom of darkness and under the power of the devil. And he does so by enduring that curse that we deserve, the curse that we are under in and of ourselves. And so instead of that curse, we can know God's blessing because of Jesus, the blessed one. Something then of Elizabeth's great blessing. Let's turn to God in prayer. Lord, we do thank you that it was revealed at the very outset who Jesus was. Lord, we thank you that he did take human nature and was conceived by the Virgin Mary. Lord, we wonder at that humiliation that though he was rich beyond all splendour, all for love's sake became poor. All for love's sake became man. Lord, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that he was willing to endure our curse, to take our curse, that we might be blessed, who are so undeserving of such a blessing. Lord, we thank you for salvation accomplished through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, our Lord, and our God. We worship him and bless you for him. Lord, we do pray that each of us will know that we are in Christ Jesus, that we have trusted him so that we can escape the curse that is our due, that we believed in him and relied on him alone. Lord, may that be our firm assurance by your grace and for Jesus' glory. Amen. We're going to sing, Hark, the glad sound, the Saviour comes. 345.